The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
It was revealed yesterday that up to 1.8 million workers are missing out on their due entitlement of income tax refunds worth almost €500 each by failing to claim tax relief on items such as medical expenses. The average refund for medical expenses over 4 years totals €494, according to taxpack.com. So, we had to call in an expert to find out how you can go about getting your just rebates from the revenue. Bob Quinn, consumer and finance expert at The Money Advisors, all one word, .ie, joins us. Right, Bob, let's start with what are people missing out on?
They're missing out on a hell of a loss, Ivan. Everything from trips to the doctor, to the dentist for kind of non-routine dental, to you name it, physio. If you do any sports, if you have children that are active and falling off bikes and all that type of stuff, there's inevitably a whole wide berth of reliefs that people aren't claiming. Right down to pension contributions, down to, you know, EII sort of investment schemes. It's wide and varied. Even there's flat rate expenses, 7 whole pages. If you simply Google flat rate expenses, you will see there's probably 100 different types of professions that are entitled to money back on uniforms and on various different subscriptions. And it's huge. It's so big. Most of us don't know.
OK, we'll drill down into those. What time of year? Because the tax year used to be the 5th of April, right around. Now it's the calendar year. So we're getting near the end of it. When do you claim it? Do you claim it at the start of the next year? Do you get your PAYE statement, your P35? How does it work? So when do you apply?
Basically, you have 4 years in which you can go back to. So given the fact that 2018, tax year 2018, has not expired yet until the 31st of December, clearly, we're going back to 17, 16, 15 and 14. So if you haven't claimed any reliefs, tax reliefs over the last, since 2014, you can go back to the 1st of January 2014. If you were in the doctor on the 2nd of January, if you went to the physio on the 3rd of January 2014, and you've been going every single day since, you will be able to put in a claim.
So
right,
say I go to the doctor, Deirdre goes to the doctor, she spends her €60, she goes on to the chemist, she spends another €47 on antibiotics. Yeah. What is she entitled to claim back?
So it's typically on medical expenses is 20% off the cost. So when it comes along to...
So you've got to give the full level of receipts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think the reason why an awful lot of people don't submit claims is it feels like hard work. Oh, well, the receipts and I don't know where they are and I can't remember when I went to the doctor. All you need to do, call up your GP. Hey, when was I into you in 2014? Can you send me a statement when I went in and how much I paid? Same to your dentist, same to your physio. When you get that, you don't actually need to submit receipts to revenue. You just need to know when you actually attended your GP, dentist, physio, or whoever it might be. You register it with revenue or through my account or Roz, or you get someone like TaxPack
to do it. But the point is, surely you have to give some evidence. No. Like I'm a magpie. I have a biscuit tin and everything I spend money on, I always get a receipt and I always put it in the biscuit tin and tell Deirdre to go sort it all out.
Ask you now, go back to 2014, how many times did you go to the doctor? When did you go? How much did you pay?
Oh no, but you see, she'll put all the doctor's bills in one.
So everybody needs a Deirdre is what you're telling
me.
Okay, well let's say everybody.
But once I get all the receipts, what do I do then? Do I have to give them all my receipts?
No, you don't actually do that at all.
Will they take my word for it? Could I add a few extra in?
Not necessarily advisable, but at the same time, you only need receipts if you decide to.
Very sick in October. Yeah. I was doctoring every day. Boss.
Yeah, yeah. Going back to 2014, 15, 16, and 17, though, you don't have to submit receipts. But receipts are handy because when it comes along to.
Look for vouched, would they ever check it?
Have you ever been audited? many people get audited every day of the week. And maybe I won't ask you directly, Ivan, but Sam, if it's a thing Revenue picks up the phone and say, hey, Mr. Yates, we're actually going to conduct an audit on you, you need receipts then. They ask that you hold on to receipts for 6 years. But unless your doctor or dentist or physio goes out of practice between now and then, you know that you can call up your doctor and say, hey, Dr. Hearn, can you actually send me receipts for all those years?
Now, so this covers pharmacy bills. Now, what did I tell you this? Say I go to the pharmacy and I don't get prescription drugs, but I get a bottle of shampoo and I get a receipt and it's got, you know, Sam McCauley chemist written on the top. Yeah. Can I claim that?
No, I don't think
Anagens.
Out of interest,
or
why would you be buying shampoo, though?
But it's a cough bottle. You know, say I get a bottle of Exputex to clear my old lungs. Would I be able to claim that?
No, so we're talking about when you're looking at prescriptions, I suppose.
Only.
You're capped at how much you fork out on medication month-to-month basis. But bring it back to the thing that most of us... Take a family of five. Let's say your children are over 6 years of age and they don't qualify for free GP care. Let's assume everybody goes to the doctor twice a year. That's 10 visits between a family of five. They go to a physio. Everybody goes twice a year. So that's 10 trips to the physio.
So someone has asked you, can you claim it on counselling services?
On counselling services, you should be as well, yeah.
Right. If I need to go to a shrink.
If you need to go to a shrink... Medical expenses and all that. Again, day-to-day
practitioners. Physiotherapist.
But let's say...
Is there any ceiling on this?
There's no ceiling on us. Throw in a good old-fashioned root canal as well. This is, I suppose...
They're very expensive.
It's going to cost you, what, €1,000 or something like that. But a family of five, just by a couple of trips to the doctor, a couple of trips to the physio, throw in one root canal, you're looking at a refund of €430 right there. But go back over 4 years. That's $2,000 for Christmas.
Okay. Before we go off medical expenses... Say I'm paying €1,600 to Leia, to VHI, health insurance. Am I entitled to claim any of that back?
Okay, so if your health insurance has day-to-day practitioners included, for instance, you submitted a receipt and it says we'll give you 50% back of the cost of your GP, cost of a consultant, cost of a physio, whatever it might be. You can submit receipts to VHI, Leia and also Irish Life Health on the spot. So you don't have to wait for the tax
year to end. But can I get the tax rebate and the money back from Leia?
You're going to get the money back, €30 of your €60 GP visit back first. The balance then, which you didn't get back from health insurance, only the balance, technically. You know, if you're to be compliant with revenue, of course, is £30 back from your health insurer, then it's a balance.
But no, my point is the premium. Say I have no medical expenses. Can I claim the premium against tax?
Well, you should be getting tax relief on that to begin with.
Should you?
Yeah. So that should automatically be levied at the point of sale.
Say I'm paying rent. Do I mind? I'm a tenant paying rent. Am I entitled to any tax relief on that?
Once upon a time, you could. But at this point, I think that was done away with a couple of years ago.
So no joy there.
No.
Just a couple of texts here. A pharmacy will give a Med1 report, but relief is capped at €135 per month as per the drug payment scheme. Colm in Wicklow says, I've just got married in September this year. Well, that's not a very wise financial move, Colm. She's a homemaker with our two children. Am I entitled to her tax credits and how do I claim them?
Yeah, in actual fact, so if she is not, now we're getting into the good stuff. If she's not working, she's at home looking after the kids, there is a home carer's credit as well. So while you're entitled to take her tax credits, you're also looking at, you should be able to apply for a home carer's tax credit, which is going from, I think, €1,200 2018 up to €1,500 from the 1st of January in 2.5 weeks' time. So that's going to make a significant difference. Now, when it comes along to understanding what credits and reliefs you have already signed up for, give Revenue a call. It's amazing. Revenue are the people that that bill us for tax and all that type of stuff. Yet they're still deemed to be pretty okay. If you call Revenue, mark my words, you'll find someone who's a fountain of knowledge, will run through every tax credit and every relief that they have billed against your particular name, and they will tell you what you can and cannot claim as well. So that guy, for instance, who has two kids, his wife stays at home, if he hasn't put a call into Revenue over the last few years, that is something that's certainly worth doing.
Now, I'm paying a right few quid into a death policy. So if I die, Deirdre gets the lotto. Yeah. Can I get any tax relief on that?
If you set
it's not a pension now.
It's not a pension. There are a couple of variations of death policies. If you pop your clogs and Deirdre's thinking, that's it, job done, we're off to celebrate and all that type of stuff. There's a policy which is bog standard life assurance, but it's called pension term assurance. Can't be taken out in your and Deirdre's name, but it can be taken out in a single name. Pension term assurance attracts income tax relief. So if, for instance,
up to 15%,
you don't...
is it or what? Or
no, we're talking about whatever your marginal rate of tax is. So, for instance, if it's a thing, you don't need to assign it to a bank for debts or anything like that. Take out a pension term assurance policy.
Now, I'm spending a fortune coming in and out on the Dart every day. Am I entitled to claim that back? Travel expenses?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you're talking about taking the train in, there is a commuter, an annual commuter pass as well that you prepay. You can buy it through payroll, salary deduction to your employer. It is a generous tax incentive as well. Should be done if it's not being
done already. Is it done at the point of the source, like have a leap card?
No, in the sense that you're looking at your annual commuter pass. You're doing this through payroll. Your employer is basically putting it through payroll.
Well, if you're looking to News Talk, do that to me. Can I claim medical bills from my son? He's 20 years of age. At what stage do they not become a dependent? He's on disability.
If he's in full-time education, I guess if he's in disability, well, it depends on who's paying the health expenses. If it's a thing you're paying on behalf of your son, you should be able to claim that back through your own, benefits.
Home renovations.
Yeah.
Are you entitled to claim relief on that?
You are, but it's getting quite, it's coming to an end. The Home Renovation Incentive Scheme was announced a few years ago. It said if you spend, I think it's somewhere in the region of 28, 30 grand on your home and renovating your home, you can claim the VAT back and it's deducted against your income tax bill. It expires, so you must get the work done in the next 2 weeks. So good luck finding a builder. But if you've actually had work done on your house over the last few years, you've been subject to VAT on that work, you're certainly more than entitled to put that on your Form 12, as the case is with revenue, and claim that back.
Okay, Rachel says, you must submit your P60 with all claims, and P60s are only issued at the end of a year, so you've got to wait till 2019 to claim it back. Can I claim on contact lenses? Can I,
So any cosmetic type
of... Well, contact lenses aren't cosmetic.
Yeah, well, revenue say otherwise. So for instance, anyone that's maybe looking for, I don't know, a breast augmentation, or if anyone's follicle challenge, for instance, it might be. Revenue say no, you can't come to us to claim on that. However, when it comes down to submitting your expenses, there is an app, Rev App, REVAPP. Download on the App Store and...
it'll answer all these questions.
No, it'll actually allow you to capture all your receipts. So as time goes by, when it comes along to then making a return to revenue, all your receipts, all the details are stored right there. It's pretty handy.
All right. Well, we're going to have to come back to this because there's been a load and load of texts. I don't have time to reach them all because I have Vincent Wall waiting for the business news and he's lots of hot news to give me. My thanks to Bob Quinn, consumer and finance expert at themoneyadvisors.ie. Give them a try. Thank you, Bob, as always. Go claim your hundreds of euros in your tax rebates. The business news is next.